I mean, anybody that thought we were exaggerating when we were raising it at council level and at other levels, I think were mistaken, because huge damage was done. I mean, some people were without power for between 3 and 4 weeks. A lot of people were without water. So it affected people very, very badly indeed. And, you know, we have been asking since that plans be put in place, and that these agencies like utilities like Irish Water and ESB and other providers, that they come together to have a plan, and that the government see that this is done in the event of a storm happening again. And we are being told by weather forecasters that we are in for much more change in weather, whether it be hot spells to storms, and that these are likely to be a reoccurring effect, and that we're going to get them more often. So I think that we need to be prepared for it. I don't know how many of the 4,300 claims that went in have been settled. We haven't got that figure yet, but hopefully that they will all be settled in time, because, as I said, people are entitled to this. And I suppose the local authority and other agencies did, you know, make all this information available to people that they were entitled to claim, and certainly quite a lot of them did. And I'm probably still thinking that there are a few maybe that didn't, but however, it's as it is now, and hopefully they'll all get paid.
And councillor, I think as well as that, the figures just showed, I guess, the scale of the damage that was done to this region, that is such a huge amount of people had to go through this method. And as you said, not everybody would have actually done that by going through the scheme. And I guess I'm sure it's very possible that it's people still today feeling massive after effects from the storm.
Well, I think lessons have to be learned. And if anybody looked, you know, at the pictures, and I saw some of them in person myself, the damage where, you know, cables knocked down by trees lying on top of cables, and the whole business about how far away trees should be planted and all of that. I mean, that all has to be dealt with, and Cuilch and the private forestry companies are going to have to deal with this, and I think the government are going to be much more tough on this. That if you have, you know, cables running, poles with cables running from one pole to another, and then there's plantations right up to it, and the storm comes and the trees fall, obviously the wires are not going to be immune to that, and the wires are going to come down, and once the wires come down, obviously we'll have no power. So I think we should have learned a very tough lesson this time, not only the hardship that it caused to people living in those areas, but the cost that's involved now, and to make sure that it's not going to happen again.